This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
With the fall semester about to begin, there's been talk of another big enrollment period for MSU. What do the figures look like at this point?
You know, we're looking very good on the Springfield campus. Our first time new to college, we used to call those people freshmen. Many of them now come with that are sophomores. But our first time new to college numbers are very good. We think we'll be over 3,200. That'll be the biggest class we've had in a long time in a third solid freshman class in a row. Our graduate student numbers are up. And so we think we'll be up 200 to 300 students, my guess, by the official census date 4 weeks in. A little bit down on transfer students and a little bit down on international students. And so, but overall, very positive numbers coming in.
How does this year's enrollment compare to some of the recent numbers?
I think we'll be up 1.5% to 2%, and so we're our path really for a decade, and you know, before I was in this chair, was sustained moderate enrollment growth, and in the last decade we've had that in every year except for one, and so we continue that pattern. It's really important that you grow that freshman class, because then you hope you have them for four and a half years. And so this is the third really good freshman class in a row. And so, again, that means that trend is continuing. And so, you know, absent something catastrophically happening internationally, we look for at least several more years of sustained growth on campus.
You do mention lower international students, lower transfer students. Any cause for concern there?
With full employment now, the community colleges have seen several years in a row of decreasing enrollment because more people are at work. When unemployment is high, lots of those people go back to community college to get extra skills or to change jobs. And so the fewer number of transfer students, by and large, is a reflection of the fewer number of students in community colleges because the economy is more robust. So don't think any reason for concern there. We still continue to build a very tight, even tighter relationship with OTC, with Missouri State West Plains, with Crowder, and with the other two-year schools. Do have some concern and have expressed that about our international students. This will be the first year maybe ever that we've had a decline. Don't know how significant that's going to be yet. Maybe on the nature of 50 to 100 fewer international students this year than last year. So again, that offsets a little bit of that other growth. And we clearly are monitoring that. You know, parents of international students are no different than parents of students that live in Springfield or Monette or St. Louis. The number one concern is they want their kids to be safe, and they want them to feel welcomed and have a great college experience. And, you know, we have challenges in the country now, and some of that welcoming American spirit is a little bit in question if we track the news. And it's the result of that is students in Asia, Europe, South America have choices. They can go to school in Great Britain or Australia or Canada, and a variety of other places are very aggressively recruiting them, and so we've had a little bit of seepage there. But we have great relationships with partner universities around the world. We had, for example, our first four students from Merida, Mexico, were here on a summer exchange program. We're looking to build new partnerships. We're working very hard in India, and so I anticipate we'll stabilize and begin to grow again. But no doubt there's some concern over that.
And I know you mentioned that in your blog post this week, and just reemphasized MSU's commitment to diversity and inclusion.
Absolutely. And what I tell all of our folks, what I tell all of our students is whether you are a very conservative evangelical student, to an international student, to a very progressive student, to all of our students of color, everyone has to feel welcome and a part of the family here at Missouri State. And that's our goal. And I think by and large, we do a good job on that. One of the reasons we're growing is our people. Our people are friendly. They care about our students. They go out of the way to help them. And we just want to make sure that's true of no matter what their political or religious backgrounds are.
MSU does compete with other state schools, including the University of Missouri, for students. Has Mizzou's drop in enrollment over the last couple of years helped with MSU's growth in any way?
You know, we did not see hundreds of students from the University of Missouri transferring to Missouri State. What it may have indirectly done is given more people in Missouri to take a look at us. Mm-hmm. And if you take a look at us, we do really well. We do undergraduate education really well. We do master's level education really well. And we've promoted our value option. You get a great education at a very good price here. And we're significantly less expensive than to go to the University of Missouri at Columbia. And so I think indirectly it may have helped us, but we were on a growth trajectory along with MU when they were growing. And frankly, it's in the interest of all Missourians who care about higher education that the University of Missouri is the leader and in higher ed in our state and is thriving. And I think they're well on track to get back on path. And frankly, I don't think that will impact our growth strategies really at all.
Businesses, it seems, are usually in the business of growing. At what point is growth unsustainable and efforts should be solely concentrated on maintaining a current number of students?
We may very well get to a point in several years where we plateau. I mean, we know that, our growth by and large has been by increasing our market share and by adding graduate programs. And at some point, you know, funding doesn't allow you to do that. As you add students, you also have to add staff and you have to add faculty and you have to have more classes. And so clearly in a situation of decreasing state funding, which we anticipate will be with us for several years, you have to evaluate that. We know that even in that scenario, we have to continue to increase compensation for our employees or we'll lose them. And we have to hire additional faculty and staff or the quality of our product will significantly go down. And so at our last board retreat, we had kind of the first conversation about what is a sustainable financial model given decreasing state support. I think it's going to involve continued growth. It's going to involve increasing revenue through growth, and that strategy needs to be creative. There may be lots of different kinds of programs for non-traditional students that we can do that we're not doing now. I think it involves efficiency and looking to see how do we get tighter and better with the money that we have. But frankly, it's also going to be evaluating our tuition and fee structure because at some point it requires a certain amount of money to operate a university of our size.
I don't know if this came out of the retreat as well, but I know there's been recent discussion, or at least there was an update as of late, on a new residence hall proposal for campus. What's the status there, and how does that change the enrollment landscape, or how could it change?
So, you know, we're pretty close to being capped at 3,200 freshmen in a class because of our residence hall limitations. We have about 4,100 beds, and several hundred of those are apartment style. And so if we're going to continue to grow, and for the third or fourth year in a row, we're in overflow housing, we've got to add space. And so we're working with a public-private partnership, Brian Majors. We're working to put together a project that'll be a 400-plus bed residence hall, plus 300 spaces of parking, plus a new dining facility. And frankly, we're going to have to expand our housing to be able to continue the growth. And so one of the things that our board has stressed, and I'm very supportive of, is we can't just shrink in because of the financial constraints. We can't stop taking risk. Or you shrink and you end up into a downward spiral, and a shell of the university you were 5 years ago. And so this is a project that will pay for itself. Doesn't take any money out of the operating budget for salaries or hires. The students that live there pay for that. We think we can do it less expensively by working with a private developer than if we did it ourselves. And so again, a good efficiency strategy as we continue to expand. And so, very excited about that. We'll know We anticipate putting all the details in that and having it ready for the board to consider in October, or reporting to the board that, you know, financially it didn't work out, and then we go to a different plan.
Okay. President Cliff Smart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Thanks, Scott.